The following is a presentation of Game Show Newsnet and the CLW 83 Network.
Hi everybody, this is Chico Alexander, and you know, for the last 11, 12 years we've been doing WLTI, it's just been a really good time, but I have a sad announcement to make. Sorry?
What's going on? You didn't tell me this.
Okay. After 440 text shows, 11 podcasts, this is going to be the final episode of We Love to Interrupt, live or otherwise.
Well, what?
Okay, okay, it's just that, you know, schedules are getting conflicted. It's taking way too much time out of my schedule. But first of all, I want to thank everybody who made this the success it is. I want to thank the folks at the CLW 83 Network. I want to thank all of our audience, all of our family, all of our friends. And,
Dude, what are you doing?
Jason?
What?
As we record this, what's tomorrow?
March 32nd. Oh, crap. It's April
4th. Man,
nice.
We ain't going anywhere, man.
No, we are not. Okay? But, of course, you know, this week they wish their appearance would have been an April Fool's joke, but it wasn't.
Well, we're going to talk about that. And we're going to talk about a lot of things. Because from somewhere in Canada, the Game Show Times edition of the Game Show Garbage Podcast, known as WLTI Live, is on.
Before we get started, a little thank you to some people, if we may.
Yes, we may. Yeah. Oh, by the way, Jason Block sitting in for Gordon this week. Gordon is doing the company business right now.
He's been doing a lot of company business, but
we are not at liberty to say what, but he's doing a lot of company business.
You got it. But the business we got to thank is to everybody who voted for both ourselves and Game Show Garbage to make it a 1-2 sweep on the About.com Game Show Best Fan Site Awards nomination. We won for the third year in a row, and thank you. And again, Chico, outstanding job by everybody here. That includes us, myself, Gordon, you, every contributor who writes a recap, you know, everybody.
Yes, and we just want to just take some time out to say, you know, from the bottom of our hearts, we're here living for you, and we're living because of you, and for that, we cannot be thankful enough. So, from the bottom of our hearts, thank you so much, and maybe next year we can get four in a row, huh?
Let go four in a row, but you know what? We had a $1 million moment this week.
We had a couple $1 million moments this week, divided by 10.
All right.
The first one is from Wednesday's show of Wheel of Fortune, I believe, right? Was it Thursday's?
It was Wednesday's.
Okay. Jason, you're our wheel man, so why don't you talk about that?
Okay. You had Jason Dingus playing for his deceased grandmother who died watching the show. By the way, it did bring – I heard that story, and I was like, really? I watched that. I was like, that was a really heartwarming sort of bit.
Indeed.
He wins $18,428 in cash in his trip to Hawaii. The bonus round is place. His letters are Y, D, C, and A, and gets no love from the board. And by the way, believe it or not, I had this, but that's
you had this.
I did. Strangely enough, I did. And what happened was is that it was a photo booth. And unfortunately for him, his underdeveloped. See where I? Yes, I said that.
Yeah, you went there.
Yeah, photo booth lost him for the third time this season $100,000. But at least it was not the million. Okay.
That's true. It's always a heart-wrenching moment to see something like that go down. But if it was the million, I think I would have just like, that's it.
Throw We're my gone. Hands up. Check, please.
That's it. I'm throwing my hands up. I'm walking out of the room, and I'm having a stiff drink because I need to forget what I just saw.
Because no one has lost the million yet, you know.
No, no one's lost the million. We've lost several hundred thousand, but never the million. Of course, the million's already hard to get the first time around.
Tell that to Michelle Lowenstein, who got it once. Yeah. We haven't had it done in almost now 4.5 years. Okay? We'll see. You never know. But there is the big money game on The Price is Right, or as we call it, The Price is Wrong, you moron. Someone had $1 million moment times 10 in a game which we call Pay the Rent.
Okay. Yeah, it's really simple. You have 6 items. If you've never seen this show before, first of all, what are you doing listening to us? Second of all, it's really simple. You have 6 grocery items. You have to arrange them in such a way where you have what your ground level
mailbox.
The mailbox, then the first floor and the second floor and the attic. The safe in the attic, they all have to be progressively more than the level before it. Like, if you have a $3.99 item on the mailbox, you have to have a total of
$4.99,
then $5.99, and then at the top it has to be $7.99. You get to the top, if you are brave enough to get to the top, you will win $100,000! Okay, I'll never do that again.
Okay, so what were the items that were used in this game?
The items that were used in this game...
A little louder, Chico. I can barely hear you.
Okay, the items that we were using in this game were... Let me get the list here. Folgers Instant Coffee, Dreyer's Orange Cream Sherbet, a 15-pack of Double Mint Gum, French's French Fried Onions, Francesco Rinaldi pasta sauce, and Nissin beef cup noodles. 6 items or the ingredients of a really lethal casserole.
Yeah. So how did our contestant Rishima Hall put it in?
Rishima Hall put it thusly. We had the cup noodles for 59 cents on the bottom. Mm-hmm. Then we had Double Mint Gum for $1.09, French Fried Onions for $3.39, total of $4.48 on floor 1. Floor 2 had the pasta sauce at $2.29, Dreyer Sherbet $5.79, total of $8.08, and then the Folgers Instant Coffee and the Attic for $9.99. That is a win, but she stops on floor 2, gets $10,000 out of the deal, nothing wrong with that. But fortune favors the bold here, and she had it, well, not perfectly perfect, but good enough to get the win. Now, if you want it perfectly perfect, first of all, she did the right thing when she put the Folgers in the attic. That's the right thing. You got to put the most expensive item up on top. Then,
and which is not usually the way people play it. If you notice the way people pay the rent is that they usually make a $10,000 win by either just ordering lowest to highest or making a combination. People are starting to watch this game and get it. And if you did notice, this wasn't the only way to win this.
This wasn't the only way to win this. You know, you have the perfect way to do it is you take the highest amount, put it in the attic. Then you take the second highest and the lowest, put them together. That goes on floor 2. Floor 1 has the highest of that and the lowest of that. Put it together. That goes on floor 1. And the middle item of whatever's left, that goes in the mailbox. That is the perfect textbook way to do it. But here we had, and correct me if I'm wrong here, but we had 8 possible ways of putting the items together
yes.
to ensure a win.
Yep, there were.
This was basically as if you had the coffee in the attic, you won. Well, more or less. But anyway.
More or less, yeah. I mean, there's a way to blow it, but 8 combinations. That's insane. Usually there's just one. This way they made it 8. You know what that is? That's what Mike Richards is saying? Take the money. Win. Here's the 100th.
Shut up and take my money.
Yeah. Hey, you've been to an Apple store lately. Okay.
Anyways.
But yeah. I mean, so, you know what? But at least she played it, and I think we're actually going to see a win like that very soon, you know?
I think we are, too, and it would not surprise me if it comes sooner rather than later, as you have players who are there just to have a good time, and if they happen to be playing Pay the Rent, they're going to be like, you know what? Let's go for it.
Exactly.
At least well, that is what the hope is.
Well, you know, unfortunately, you know what, you know who's not going to be winning any money? That's Julia Landauer.
Oh, another fan goes bye-bye.
Yeah, in another round of Morons Gone Wild. Yes, this is we're talking about Survivor here. And okay. Secret Agent Phillip is around for 2 weeks. Yeah.
Yeah, another couple fans taking Phillip Shepherd's bullet. I'm just going to say it right now. Phillip Shepherd, he says he's a secret agent. He is less James Bond and more Maxwell Smart.
Well, yeah, but here's the deal. And Gordon like, is absolutely...
Are all the fans just lining up to be picked off by the favorites?
I don't know. I really don't know. The deal is that, you know, again, I'm watching this. Remember, you want in the reward challenge for the coffee bar, Phillip Shepherd said, keep walking, keep walking, keep walking.
Right.
And Goda said, you know what? We're cashing you. And there goes coffee and donuts, you know?
Oh, coffee and donuts for you. The favorites at least get a decent meal before they get voted off. See,
yes.
The fans. They get a decent meal before being voted off.
Right.
The favorites are being nice guys.
Yes.
Okay, so next up is the merge. We are down to 10 players.
Right.
We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 fans. 8 favorites. And the rest are fans. And truth be told, I don't know how the fans get out of this alive here.
Not really, no. It's just that they're getting picked off. They think they're playing the game, but they're not.
They are not, and you have to imagine where... It's like, these fans, they have watched Survivor for so long, and yet they have not gotten a chance to play pickup artist with the favorites that happen to have been in their tribe. Because if you remember, a couple weeks ago, we did the tribal switch and mixed everything up.
Right, and also, remember, well, the tribal switch I think had to happen.
Obviously, because it's part of the game.
Well, no, but I also think it had to happen because of the whole mental thing.
Right.
Okay. And at this particular point in time, you also had this fact where now you have 2 fans who have immunity idols in Eddie and Reynold, correct?
Right.
Okay. That's there, and they can't use it before round 5, so they got 5 shots to do this. They have to pick out the right time to use those idols. And I don't know when that's what's going to be happening. And if I were anybody, I would take Phillip to the end.
Indeed.
Phillip would stay because no one's going to vote for him. You turn a 1-3 shot into a 1-2 shot.
Basically. Because, you know, Phillip is that kind of player you cannot afford to get rid of because you want him standing next to you at the final tribal council because that is your easy into the million. On the other hand, however, you mentioned Eddie and Reynolds. If they were to somehow get Phillip to flip on his tribe mates, maybe incorporate a little bit of that immunity idol magic, that could be an interesting game changer. But the problem with the strategy, you cannot, under any circumstances, let a fan get to the end. Who is going to flip knowing that a fan could possibly get to the end?
No one. It's good. It's got to be, you got to stay with the favorites.
You got to stay with the favorites, yeah.
I mean, and the thing is that I see Malcolm getting into the end again. I really do. As long as Malcolm continues to win, you know, just he plays strength under the radar very well.
Indeed, okay. He does. So, you know, let's hope Malcolm doesn't screw this up this time. Because if you remember last season, he was so close, but he made one fatal flaw, and then it just went all to...
Which was not voting out somebody when he should have, if I'm not mistaken.
That is correct.
He should have voted out who I think was the eventual winner, right?
Right. So that is what we're looking at before going into the merge. The object here, you basically want to split the favorites up. That's basically what the fans are looking at. Whether they do it, who knows. But speaking of splitting up the tribes, now it's time to split up the tribe between diehard voice fans and diehard idol fans.
Time for...
Da-da-da! Talent Showdown!
Da-da-da-da! Let's first go to the red swiveling chairs.
Yeah, we have two new coaches on NBC. It's Usher and Shakira on The Voice. And they pick up right where Christina and CeeLo left off this season, which is, you know, just keeping everybody focused on, you know, honing craft, battling it out with all the other coaches, just, you know, making it nice, a nice, lively, fun atmosphere to do so. And the audience, if I'm not mistaken, I have the numbers right here. It is... Oh, God, this is really good. It premiered to stronger numbers than it did in the fall.
Well, that's a curiosity due to the judges, I think.
Yeah, well, I'll give you Tuesday's numbers as well. It was... Oh, here we are. Tuesday's numbers for NBC's The Voice, 12.017 million viewers, fourth most popular show of the night. Basically getting shellacked by NCIS and NCIS Los Angeles, but that was to be expected. Where it did the most business, a 3.9 in the adults 18 to 49. You gotta give it that.
Ding, 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 ding. There you go.
There it is. So The Voice isn't going anywhere anytime soon, and this just proves that the format is stronger than the personnel. And that is a really good thing to have, especially when you have, by comparison, American Idol, who...
But we'll
get to that. But we will get to that.
But what I'm just saying is that from what I've seen, you've got a different dynamic here, okay? But it's a good dynamic, and I like the fact that they're refreshing the judges so the show does not get stale. They're learning from Idol's mistakes.
Yeah, that's like everything American Idol is doing wrong this season, The Voice is doing right this season, and the numbers are measuring that out. So,
exactly. So
speaking of mistakes American Idol made...
No. You okay. The question is, though, we need to look at some of the people who were on. Did you see anybody who you liked this week?
I liked two people. First one was a folk band in the tradition of Mumford and Sons. They called themselves Midas Whale. And this is one of the mistakes I was talking to you about. Carl, who's behind the glass, can you hit that repeat offender alarm, please? Okay, that was our repeat offender alarm because one of the members of Midas Whale happens to have been on American Idol Season 3 and is a wannabe pen salesman by the name of John Peter Lewis.
Uh-huh. But I watched that, and he looked good. He sounded good.
He really did. He does a lot of better work with a group dynamic and an instrument. He knows where his niche is now. Now, if he can parlay that into, you know, strength after strength after strength, he could theoretically make it to the end with his bandmate, Midas Whale.
Mm-hmm. And the other one?
The other one, this is the one that just blew me out of the water. It was Judith Hill. Judith Hill, she's an R&B / pop singer. She once sang backup for Michael Jackson on his final This Is It tour.
Not bad. I mean, that's kind of a whole fender, but, you know.
Yeah, but this is her first time on a televised competition series. So let's see how she does. I mean, all the coaches wanted her. Adam ultimately got her after this season began the way last season did, with Adam not getting a single person. It's like, he's a good coach of talent. He just isn't really a good... Did you just say he wasn't a good singer?
No. I said closer, not singer. Dude, okay. I like Maroon 5. Adam, if you're listening, no, I like you. Okay?
Adam is not a good closer. I mean, the only way he's going to be able to close if he somehow convinces that he's worth his time. And yeah, but luckily in Judith's case, that was a done deal. So, you know, she's another one I see going the distance. We'll see how the competition pans out in the end there.
Yeah, but okay, let's go to the other part of this.
Okay, and we flip the coin to American Idol. It's not getting any better, folks. It is, Jason gave up on it, I think, 3 times this season.
I've cleared it off my DVR. Come on.
Okay, so you're done with it. So you are absolutely, positively, in every form and facet, done with it.
Well, can I explain to you why?
Go ahead and explain why. I don't mind.
Because you've got talent that's about as boring as cardboard. You've got judging that's inconsistent.
Exactly.
And looks like they're about ready to get into a mental breakdown or a fight.
Uh-huh.
And it feels like they're going through the motions. And honestly, they're stacking the deck.
Oh, and yeah.
Let me just finish. To the point where I think that it's like, if you've got boobs, you're in. Huh. I mean, well, seriously.
That would explain why Devin got voted out. Also would explain why Devin got voted out. It's like his strongest point was that he was an R&B singer in 2 languages. He did not play that card for the last 3 weeks. And as a result, he was in the bottom all 3 of those weeks. And last week, He started to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
3 strikes, you're out.
Yep. Oh, and by the way, I have a question for you.
What's that?
What are the 2 things you're never supposed to do on American Idol? Chico?
Let's see. You do not fight back to the judges.
Correct.
And you do not forget your lyrics.
Right. And who did that this week?
That would be your boy, Lazaro. Sorry.
Hey. Yes. Okay. And
he was just, I don't know where he's going with this competition, but he's definitely not going in the proper direction. He's just absolutely bugging out here.
Exactly. But again, it's just like and you have a theme which was not just Motown, but the city of Detroit,
which basically opened it up to more of a pool that would include Madonna, Kid Rock, Bob Seger, that sort of thing.
And Eminem.
Yeah. If you ask me, you're basically widening the field. You're not creating a challenge. You're not pressing the singers to be better than what they are. And the competition's going to suffer as a result of that.
Well, again, this has been going around for since Simon Cowell left.
Yeah, okay. They were basically going through the motions and...
No. Cool. Okay.
Not
just going through the motions, Chico. It's about the fact that you're going into the fact that you can't say mean things to people. You can't be honestly critical because they can't handle it anymore. Come on. Look at the way the judges are. You're from Cara DioGuardi to Ellen DeGeneres to Jennifer Lopez to Steven Tyler. Did you hear them actually say one truly negative thing about these singers over the last 4 years?
Absolutely not, which is why when Nikki absolutely lost it this week, I was like, finally, somebody's telling the truth in here. Because I don't know if you remember in the group number that the guys did when Lazzaro just completely froze on stage.
Yes.
She just absolutely laid it into him. She laid it into all three of them.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, wow, for the first time, Nicki Minaj is making sense. Maybe I should see a doctor or something.
Yeah, well, speaking of seeing a doctor, somebody will be. That's Dorothy Hamill. She'll be seeing a back doctor.
Yes, she will. She, you know, nobody likes to be the first person voted out of Dancing with the Stars. This week, you're not going to have that problem because, thanks to an injury, Dorothy Hamill was forced to withdraw from the competition. It's really sad. You don't want to see a contestant go out like that.
No, you don't, but I will. Look, I didn't want to see Dave and Connor go out of The Amazing Race, but they did because Dave blew out his leg. Okay.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, we're going to see D.L. Hughley another week.
But he's a funny guy, and I think anybody who hangs out with Steve Harvey's a funny guy, but he's about as wooden as Pat Finn during the Joker's wild years.
Yeah. But remember, couple of breakouts. Of course, Zendaya, who's been shaking it up on the Disney Channel.
Oh, yeah. She is a breakout, and she's been owning this competition. I believe she has a 50 out of a possible 60.
Well, hey. And you have somebody who you think is going to be a surprise.
I think the surprise of the season has been, at least for me, Kelly Pickler. Now, Derek Huff, he's a good teacher and a good trainer and a good dancer. He knows his stuff. He's won this a couple of times. But Kelly Pickler has some moves on her. And she's got, you know, I am a red-blooded American male. I have no problem saying this. She's got a body to work those moves.
Well, yeah, and our boy Gordon had Kelly Pickler, if you remember correctly. She's young, she's country, you know, and that's a good demographic for both.
Okay? It's a good demographic for this show too. And you know, Derek and Kelly, they seem to be hitting it off really well. They can only go upwards from here. This is a good thing. This is good. This is a good thing. This is going to be a really fraught out competition, not like what we had last year with the Dancing All Stars, just mailing it in like crazy.
Yeah. Well. Okay. All right. You know what I see now? I'm sorry.
Oh God.
Eve the cat is dancing in a brassiere.
Oh God.
With Cheeseball and Amanda in the left and the right. We need a cue. We need a cue.
Canton C. Canton C.
Oh, okay. Let's just roll that beautiful brain footage.
Get Nikki on the line. I need some brain bleach up in here.
Live, local, late breaking. From the four corners of the globe to your frontal lobe, this is WLTI Brain Vision News with Chico Alexander, Gordon Pepper, and the award-winning Brain Vision News team.
Thank you very much, Doug Morris. Again, if you are in the Laurel, Hattiesburg, Mississippi area, WXRR 104.5 on your FM dial for Rock 104, Rock Tracks Sunday afternoons. And if I got that wrong, you can email me, Doug, WLTI at GameshowNewsNet.com. First of all, I've got a microphone bat.
Ooh, it's pretty and sparkly, too.
It is a pretty sparkly bat. They love the pretty sparkly bats around here. First of all, Talpa Media is tapping into an American market base. They're going to build off the success they had with The Voice with a few more projects. The projects are, we have La Voz Kids for
Telemundo. Is that going to be a Latin version of The Voice?
It's a Latin version of The Voice for kids, correct.
You
get a brownie, Jason.
Oh, shush. But wow, that's pretty cool. Okay. That's pretty cool. And what else?
They also have The Winner Is, which was basically sing-offs for Cash Money.
Okay.
So that's for NBC. Their next project is Challenge Me America for Fox.
Which is okay.
Challenge Me America is a studio show where contestants with unusual talents are going to be taking their talents up a notch. You remember Numb Nuts, right? It's like Numb Nuts in a studio, only without the amusing clips from YouTube.
Good grief. Okay. All right.
It could be good. It's for Fox?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. And there's cash involved, so... We'll see how that pans out. That's going to be going to MIP TV in Cannes, France, which we'll talk more about that upcoming. All right?
By the way, Chico, if you look to your left, Gordon left a date book for you.
Yes, I did. April 1st is going to be a really big changer. A really big game changer. I'm sorry. First of all, GSN has new episodes of Match Game, Press Your Luck, and the GSN debut of
Sales of the Century. Yeah, well, even though they're not exactly the ones we really wanted, at least they're there.
Hey, it could be worse. They could have given us the entire run of Temptation.
God help us all.
Yeah, we don't need any of that. But it's the final 13 weeks of the run. It is the 88-89 season, which is basically the winner's big money game for 5,000, 6,000, the car, and all that good stuff. See, I remember this stuff.
We all did. But you know what? As we said on our last written show, I think this is a test bet. I really do. I think they're going to try and redo it in a GSN sort of way.
We can only hope that it succeeds enough for GSN to at least consider it. But let's just say you're awake that morning and you still want more stuff.
Do we have more stuff?
We have more stuff.
Okay.
If you're a fan of The Price is Right and Let's Make a Deal, you're going to want to watch as Drew and George take over modeling while the models host and announce. And on Let's Make a Deal, Zoth contestants return for one more chop at the bit. And that is always a good thing when something like that happens.
It's called the Zonk Redemption Show, and I love that idea. You know, they have the records, they call you back. You know, they have enough people to fill an audience who got zonked.
There you go.
You know, and I saw some of the clips of the whole modeling episode. Let's see how they do it. You know, it's going to be fun.
It's gonna be fun, all right. It's you know, April Fool's shows on The Price is Right were always they may not have been one of the most put together shows, but it was always one of the most entertaining shows.
Yeah, exactly.
But this has the capacity of being both put together and entertaining. So
who knows?
Let's see how it works. I have nothing but a good thought about this show. Meanwhile, let's get you prepared. Let's get you loaded. Let's get fully loaded, all right?
Yep. Okay. So what's in the tech gaming world?
In the tech gaming world, Zynga's back on top of the iTunes world with a game that looks really familiar. It's in their Zynga with Friends line, and it's called What's the Phrase? There's a game board, there's letters, consonants, vowels, there's and a wheel involved.
It's also a Facebook game, too, I'm just looking.
Oh, it is also a Facebook game. So, it's available for your iPhone, your iPad, Android, Facebook. It's basically Wheel of Fortune with Friends.
Yeah, sort of. But okay. Is it suable?
I don't think it's suable, because if you go to any bar in the U.S. and you have the multi-cane in the corner booth area, you see many of that kind of games and other games besides. I cannot tell you how many versions of Puzzle to Pawn I've seen on one of those things.
Yeah, exactly. There have been so many different versions of this, you know, yuck. It's a time killer.
It's a smart time killer, and you know how much it is?
How much?
It is worth absolutely nothing.
It's free.
Of course, there's a paid version which gets rid of all the ads, but, you know, if you can sit through 15 seconds worth of ads, you get your money's worth. So it's a time killer for your smartphone. Now here's a smart killer for your time phone.
Or a smart killer for your dumb phone, okay? I'm reading. Now, Gordon left this whiteboard.
Yes, he did, and he left it for you to read.
Oh, it's for me. You're making me read this one. All
yes,
right,
I do. Yes, I am.
Okay.
You'll understand when he actually reads it.
Okay. Are you smarter than Justin Bieber, who gets in trouble in Germany when he has problems handling his monkey?
Okay.
Now, wait a minute. Aren't you supposed to do that in private?
No, not his monkey. His monkey.
You mean his real monkey?
He has a real monkey. He has a cute pet monkey he brings with him to concerts, but because he got hung up in Germany, they have this thing where you cannot bring in a foreign animal without the paperwork.
Yeah, good grief.
So the monkey gets Justin hung up for a week.
Well,
he has to sit in animal protection for that same week. Man, Justin's monkey is always getting him into trouble, isn't it?
Okay, dude, if your monkey gets into your trouble, spank it. That's what I'm just saying. tip the wheel, try the waitress. Love you, Tom Gower.
Give him some haterade. Maybe he'll shut him up.
Oh, God. Hey, Augustus, you got something for us, right? Yeah.
Yes, he does.
The Project Runway All-Stars post-special series has been sent off the catwalk, and one of your favorites, Chico...
Yeah, one of my favorites.
Yeah, Sweet Home Alabama gets sent off to North Carolina for geography lessons.
It couldn't have happened to a better show. Actually, yeah, it could have. Anyway.
But wait a minute. Whoa. Try this. First of all, you see, if you look to your left, you see that big red couch?
I see the big red couch.
It's, you know where that couch goes? In a big house.
It's a big house. Oh, brother, is this house big?
Yes. May I explain? Well, you know what? You take it.
Okay, here's the thing. Big Brother is out on the road looking for anybody who wants to be watched. For fun and profit.
don't you pay a certain amount of money and a certain amount of minutes for that, or?
Who? Hey, only up front, baby.
Only up front. Yeah, there you go.
Okay, in the next few weeks, they will be in Gainesville, Florida on the 6th, Columbia, Missouri on the 9th, Harrisonburg, Virginia on the 11th, Charlottesville, Virginia on the 11th, Owosso, Michigan on the 16th, Cleveland, Ohio on the 16th. Hi, Mike. How you doing? New Orleans, Louisiana on the 19th, Anchorage, Alaska on the 20th, and Portland, Maine also on the 20th. Full details and dates are on the website, gameshownewsnet.com, or I believe there is a casting dedicated website,
which is bigbrothercasting.tv, which I am looking at right now. And you could also apply via video as well.
Oh.
The deadline is the callbacks will be made through May and June. I'm just looking through here right now. And there's an online application. You upload the video and picture, and then who knows?
Who knows? Unfortunately, if you do end up on Big Brother, let's hope this doesn't happen to you. I have a very sad going global out of France.
Is this about the Survivor guy?
This is about the Survivor guy.
Oh, God. This was, all joking aside, legitimately sad.
This is just incredibly heartbreaking, and I've got the story right here. The death of a participant on TF1 reality series Koh Lanta, the French version of Survivor, has resulted in the cancellation of the show's 16th season. Gérald Babin suffered a heart attack and died on Friday during the first day of shooting in Cambodia following a shipwreck challenge. He was 25. Production ceased immediately, and the other contestants were being flown back to Paris. Over the weekend, a spokesperson for France's TF1 said the show will not take place in 2013. The 16th season was expected to air next fall. The TF1 and ALP issued a joint statement saying the teams from ALP, TF1, and host Denis Brognard are devastated and join the profound sadness of Gerard's family. All of their thoughts are with his parents, his sister, his girlfriend, and all those close to him. And of course, our thoughts and prayers are with the families involved as well. Can we have a moment of silence, please? Thank you very much.
Shall we go to the media hose?
Let's go to the media hose.
In this week's media hose report, Millionaire has General Hospital Week, Nick Cannon gets slimed at the Kids' Choice Awards, the veterans, John McCain and the American Legion, accepted CBS's apology that Gordon Pepper doesn't think Amazing Race should have made. We go, Crystal Bowersox plays Patsy Cline in a new production of Always Patsy Cline on Broadway this summer. A suit against reality Steve Carbone gets settled peacefully. Carrie Underwood performs on Idol April 4th. Gordon says so that the contestants should have a chance to learn how to be a star without any personality.
She's incredibly hot and married to an Ottawa senator. She can afford not to have a personality.
Hey, now. Okay. Ace Young and Diana DeGarmo get engaged. Congratulations. Demi Lovato will return to X Factor. And, of course, yes, we said it again. About.com, we got the best game show fan site for the third straight year. Go us. Okay.
Yay. Yes. And of course, we got to give props to our friends over at Game Show Garbage, Pack Dude Games, Buzzer Blog, and Casey's Game Show Follies.
Yep.
They're all great sites. Go visit them. They're all good people.
Exactly.
And again, from the bottom of our hearts, thank you so very much. We thank you. We love you. And be well.
Yes.
But that is not the hoe of the week, is it?
No, the Hoes of the Week. They're the Stone family.
Oh, God. Do we have a clip? Carl, do you have the clip?
Brains. Deals. Brains. Deals.
My daddy's been selling cars for 25 years down at Crazy Carl's car lot, and he ain't gonna let something like a little old zombie bite stop him from doing what he loves. But what he loves is selling cars.
Oh, man. Love that new car dead carcass smell.
Yeah, because the reason why we're saying this is because after four episodes, the family train has been yanked over GSN schedule. And the world goes, duh, right?
The earth exhales.
Yes.
Maybe GSN will learn their lesson and just stick to what they do best.
Like which game is shows?
People, like, I've said this before, I'll say it again. People watch Game Show Network for, shocker, game shows.
And that will be of...
that will be as of April 22nd. They're going to be replaced with Minutes When It reruns in prep for these shows that are currently being taped.
Oh, and by the way, I've seen some of the set picks. They look good.
They look really good. I cannot wait to see this show.
What did you say that the set picks look like? Because you were telling me about this.
Yeah, they look like the set for Minuto para Ganar,
which is taped right here in New York City. So who knows?
Season 2 being taped in New York City. Go see it.
Yes, and that's pretty much it. So you want me to shut it down?
Go ahead, shut it down for me.
All right, we're shutting down. So how are we? Okay, we're coming up to a break, but what do we got next?
Okay, still to come, we're going to celebrate Zombie Jesus Pagan Freak Nick with a little Pass the Password. It's going to be the MIP TV version of Pass the Password, which means I'm going to give you a list of series. You're going to come up with one word to describe them. More on that later. But first, in the grand and glorious tradition of the April Fool, we try to make some good news out of some bad news.
Yeah, all right. So
with Jason Block and Carl Schneer recording and Gordon Pepper making the company money, this is Chico Alexander. Keep it locked on WLTI live on the CLW 83 network. You give us 22 minutes, we'll give you 22 tons of unused, unsold, unloved maple syrup.
And we'll keep your car, too, because we're like that.
Stay tuned, Dan. We're coming right back.
You're listening to WLTI Live on the CLW 83 network.
As a young teenage boy, I didn't even know what autism was. How do you even spell that? A few years later, I heard that a friend's cousin's son had been diagnosed with autism.
I still wasn't sure what that really meant.
When I went to college, my roommate's brother had autism. When I moved to the city for work, my best friend called me and told me his son had been diagnosed with autism. We were both in shock. I still remember the day I walked into the house and saw that look on my wife's face. I knew something was wrong. I'll never forget how I felt when she said, "Our son has autism."
Autism is getting closer to home. Today, 1 in 110 children is diagnosed with autism. That's a 600% increase in the last 20 years. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
ALS doesn't just kill you. It shuts you down, little by little, bit by bit.
It starts small. Maybe it's holding a pencil that gets difficult.
Or getting up from your chair.
Then you find it hard to turn the pages of your book.
Because you can't move your fingers.
Your mind keeps working, but your body doesn't respond.
You won't see it coming, because no one knows where it comes from.
Soon you can't hug your mother or pick up your child.
You won't be able to tie your shoes.
You don't need to tie your shoes because now you can't walk.
You can't eat or shave.
Or laugh or sing.
First you can't catch your ball, then you can't catch your breath.
ALS doesn't just kill you.
It steals your life, a little bit at a time.
And it doesn't stop until there's nothing left.
Unless we stop it first. Unless we stop it now.
I'm Steve Gleason. Let's put our heads together and find a cure for ALS.
Maybe you're a 49ers fan in Jacksonville or a Jets fan in Houston, and you're looking to connect with fellow fans from hundreds or thousands of miles away. Look no further than FanJunkies.net. FanJunkies.net is a social networking site dedicated to fans of every team and every league. Connect with baseball, football, basketball, and hockey fans from throughout the country and throughout the world. Get the latest news, take polls, and interact in live chats on game day. And best of all, it's absolutely free to join. Sign up today at FanJunkies.net. FanJunkies.net, where sports meets social networking.
Hurricane Sandy left destruction and devastation across the Jersey Shore. Flooding and high winds left many residents without power, without a home, and without hope. With your help, that can all change. Operation Restore Our Shore, in cooperation with the American Red Cross, the Salvation Army, the United Way, and the State of New Jersey Department of Volunteerism, is committed to helping rebuild coastal communities impacted by Hurricane Sandy. To learn more about Operation Restore Our Shore, and to find out how you can help, visit facebook.com/Operation Restore Our Shore.
CLW 83 Network programming is now available on demand through Stitcher Radio. Log on to Stitcher.com. Download and install the free Stitcher Radio app to your iPhone, iPad, or Android device, or log into the site via Facebook. Then search for CLW 83, and you'll be instantly connected to all of your favorite CLW 83 Network programs. The Stitcher Radio app at Stitcher.com. The newest way to tune in to the CLW 83 Network, online, on demand, and on the go.
Hello, this is the game showman, Joe Van Ginkle, and you're listening to the CLW 83 Network. Tune in.
Joe Van Ginkle, get out of my f***ing head!
Brain Vision has been brought to you by Invasion of the GSN Zombies. Zombies invade the GSN offices looking for brains, but we only had enough action to make a 5-minute YouTube video and not enough brains for a full motion picture. Sorry, guys.
Brains!
Hey, look, though, okay, we need women with guns. Women with guns and bikinis.
Hot ladies packing heat.
Yes, exactly.
Isn't that a real movie, Bikini Zombie Chasers?
The Zombie Strippers co-star.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, well, welcome. now that visual's in my head. Okay, yeah. Welcome. Welcome back to We Love to Interrupt, WLTI Live on the CLW 83 Network. Thanks for being a part of our week, allowing us to be a part of yours. Jason Block sitting in for Gordon Pepper. Just a reminder that you can catch this episode and every episode of every CLW 83 Network show on Stitcher Radio. You can go to Stitcher.com, or you can look them up on Facebook. They're available on the iTunes Store, the iTunes App Store, rather, Google Play, and the Amazon App Store for Kindle.
When it wants to work, yes.
When it wants to work, yes.
Well, you know what? Supposedly the latest update is pretty good now, so.
Yeah, all is well now.
Yeah, I was listening to it on the job, and it seems not to have any issues, so good for that. Anyway, let's make some news, shall we? We're going to make some news up in here. We're not going to make the news. We're going to spin it silly. It's a little thing it's a little game of spin doctor that we call good news, bad news.
All right. This is how it works. We're going to give you bad news, and you're going to spin it into a positive. All right? Go for it.
For example, the bad news. Naomi Campbell produces the face, but ends up losing it to Karolina Kurkova.
The good news is, Naomi Campbell is free to treat other people like dirt.
Aw, that's just horrible. It's true, but it's also horrible. The good news, now we know who to call if we need a modeling career.
Yeah, okay.
And there's also a lot of cell phones on set that Naomi can use in her personal life. Just not as projectiles, though.
No. Yeah, exactly. All right, I got one for you.
Okay, give me one.
The bad news is Dorothy Hamill is no longer on the Dancing with the Stars, but there's more D.L. Hughley.
The good news, next week's pick on who will be eliminated will be incredibly easy.
Yeah, actually, the real good news is that Dorothy Hamill will not be either paralyzed and is keeping her health first. All jokes aside.
Yes, and we wish nothing but the best for Dorothy Hamill. We really love her. She is an American icon.
Yep. Next one.
Next one. The bad news. Dominican Sue has splashed his last on Splash.
The good news
is losing a dive off to Brandi Chastain.
The good news is Louis Anderson will not have his groin stepped on.
Oh! I don't know what's worse.
Seriously, right?
I mean, it's true, but dude, that's painful.
Yeah.
at least, Jason, the good news, it will make watching Catherine Webb that much less awkward.
Yeah.
That's another thing I can't get out of my mind. Anyway.
Yeah. Anyway, next one. Okay, the bad news is Bachelor Pad gets canceled.
The good news, Bachelor Pad gets canceled.
No. No. Well, yes. But the good news is, the good news is we could finally get into that house and fumigate it, or Scotch guard it, or put CSI in.
Maybe combination of both. Just, you know, use your, you, or you could just, oh, God.
Look, you do not want to be a CSI with a blacklight in that place. I mean,
no, you don't.
You know, how did that get up there? I mean, seriously.
You take one look at the ceiling with the black light, and all you want to say is, ew. I don't even want to know. Yeah. I don't even want to know.
No. Oh, there goes all right.
House for sale. House for sale, anyone?
House? Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Next one.
Next one. The bad news. Unbeatable Bonzuke gets a demotion from the Once in Future G4 to Mix TV, which is a digital sub-channel for Asians, which is not available on every system, sadly.
Is there any really good news out of this?
The good news is more residuals for Rome Kanda.
Ah, that works. Oh. I
read Gordon's good news.
Yeah, because he liked this idea of doing the Stone Family special with them playing. Who wants to see the Patriarch on a pogo stick?
On a pogo stick or under a pogo stick?
Ow. Oh, okay. All right. Speaking of awkward, last one. UNC is out, and Duke's will be able to make the Final Four?
Actually, as we're taping this, it's 2:20, and Louisville is up by 17. Thank God Louisville is up. Go Louisville. Louisville, Louisville, Louisville. I feel dirty saying that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
long story, won't go into it here, unappropriate. Anyway.
Yeah, exactly. I think that ends the good news and the bad news, okay?
Yeah.
But you know what? We need to pass the password.
We do need to pass the password. We're going to get our Alan Ludden on in a moment after this word from Double Hair. Two Easter buddies go at it in isolation baskets for a chance at winning thousands of hollow chocolates if they can get past our panel of lamb spoilers. It's exceptionally good times. Happy Easter, everybody.
Now, you make sure you got the bunnies, the lambs.
The lambs, the chocolate, the baskets, and the eggs. So I got all of them in this time.
Oh, you did get it. Okay, good.
I got all of them in. Exceptionally good fun.
There we go. So let me go back up to, you know, a certain section of the program. So let's pass the password. What tell us about this one?
Okay, pass the password is simple, and basically I'm going to give you, this is the MIP TV edition of Pass the Password, because MIP TV is coming up. And that's where all your international game show and reality show ideas go to party and get sold and become the next great thing in television. You remember, that's how America got its version of Deal or No Deal, and no one has ever looked at math the same way again.
Yeah. Okay. So, in other words, when we look, you're going to give the concept of the TV show, and I'm going to give a word to describe it. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. That's what's the first one?
Okay, the first one is Uno, the game show. Created by our good friends Caleb Nelson, it's going to build on the traditional card game and combines the potential for big money with a fast-paced elimination competition, cool prizes, fun Q&A, and of course, strategy and comedy. This coming from producer Philip Gorin. The password is...
The password is colorful. I think this is going to work. I really do think this could work because you've got a classic card game. If done correctly, and we all know that Phil Gurren is one of those people who can do this, could make it fun. So my password is colorful.
My password is overdue. We've had games based on blackjack, on poker, and no games based on Uno. So it would be a very creative stretch to adapt something like Uno to a game show format. But if it's done correctly, it can take time and guarantee a lot of viewers. So my password is...
Overdue.
Thank you.
Okay. May I take the next one?
You can take the next one.
Okay. The next one is Hide and Seek from Japan. Where celebrities are hiding in your house and you have to find it. This, I believe, is a Japanese format produced by Jack Black's production company. The password is...
Why? It's like, you're playing hide and seek with celebrities hidden in your house. That just makes no sense to me.
Which is why my password is insipid. First of all, to me, Jack Black is an unfunny guy. Okay, I don't find him funny. I find him playing Jack Black like Will Ferrell plays Will Ferrell, etc.
So you admit to seeing Jack Black's movies then?
I've seen one or two. Okay. But you know, it just seems to me that it's a concept that should not have even gotten off the ground, but hey, it's Japan. So my password is
Japan's known for some good stuff. Iron Chef, Ninja Warrior.
Yeah, not this, though.
Silent Library.
Not this. Silent Library is a great that's a show that should have been on a lot longer on MTV. God, indeed. That should have been on a lot longer. What's your next one?
My next one is, by the way, Duke Sucks by a score of 85-63. Yay!
Yay! Okay.
My next one is Talk About. Talk About is, if you remember the show on syndication, it's basically Outburst on television. 20 seconds to say as many things as you can about a subject. Then you have to guess what the other person's talking about based on the words they didn't say. If you've seen the show, you know how it works. That so, the password is...
Though I'm going to use a word that you used before. Way overdue. I'll use two words. Way overdue. This is a show that I think could do well here. And, you know, why this took 20 years, I have no idea.
All right. The password is... Incredible. It's incredible in its simplicity, it's incredible in its presentation, and again, it's incredible that it took 20 years for people to even entertain the thought of this working again on TV. If I'm GSN, I make a play for it.
Okay. What's next?
Next one is... Again, now we're going into the things that we're sending over. Next one is Fashion Star. You've seen this before. You know what's going on. The password is...
Fierce. This is a fashion show, to me, that works. Especially in this economy. You've got discount places all over the world. especially in you know, places like Paris, like Milan, like London. The password is fierce.
The password here is economical. Again, if you take into account the big fashion capitals, London, Milan, Paris, Tokyo, and you take the Fashion Star concept, which is basically buy it today, or watch it today, buy it tomorrow. This is what you call a win-win all around. So the password here, economical. This thing's going to really take off in the worldwide market.
Next one.
Is Food Fighters. We talked about this earlier. You basically have six amateur cooks going up against six professional chefs to see if their home-cooked specialties can stand up against the experts. Only it's more of a who wants to be a millionaire type thing and less of a beat the chef's cut type thing. The password is...
Indigestion. I just don't see how this particular concept works for me. I don't see it. I really don't. It's really, really... I just don't see it. Indigestion.
Yeah, you don't get much hope for it on NBC either, I bet.
Now, what's your password?
The password is... Vomit.
Ew!
Just like Duke. Oh, hi.
Did we mention that Duke lost?
Okay. Because
I think that's important. Anyway, Food Fighters, you know, we've seen shows like Chopped. They really hit big. MasterChef really hit big. Iron Chef incredibly hit big. But if you remember Beat the Chefs, that was not good times.
Neither was The Taste.
Neither was The Taste. And these are shows that are just going... They don't bring anything new to the table. And I don't see Food Fighters bringing anything new to the table.
And yes, we forgot Hell's Kitchen as well. Don't forget that one, too.
Oh, we cannot forget Hell's Kitchen. Hell's Kitchen's up with the best of the best.
Right, and we have one more, I think.
Yes, we do have one more. The final one, King of the Nerds.
Oh, I thought you were going to do Bet on Your Baby. Okay.
Okay, we could do Bet on Your Baby as a bonus.
Okay, we'll do that one as a bonus. Okay.
Okay, King of the Nerds. Basically, take anyone who would be caught dead on the Nerdist and play Survivor with them. The password is.
The password is ripoff, actually. While King of the Nerds was a great concept in execution, great concept in theory, its execution was so awful, especially at the end. And it's a big ripoff to me, and I don't know how well that will translate to Europe.
I don't think it translates that well, and so the password is fallacy. A real King of the Nerds battle would do battle in the Quiz Bowl vein, in the Jeopardy vein, that sort of thing. This is Survivor with Nerds. Much like Redneck Island is Survivor with Rednecks. Much like Hell's Kitchen is Survivor in a restaurant. Do you see a pattern here, folks?
Yeah, pretty much. And let's do a bonus one.
Let's do a bonus one, because, you know, it's our show. We have time to do a bonus. Let's do a bonus. The bonus is Bet on Your Baby, which premieres on April 13th. Game show in which parents predict their child's next move in the hope of earning prize money toward their college fund. Each family will play a self-contained individual challenge against the house, meaning they're only competing against themselves and not against other babies. The password is...
Call, you're going to love this one. The password is poopy. Okay.
Poopy.
Yeah, poopy. Because this concept is about as relevant, you know, as good as a full diaper. I mean, seriously.
It should be changed frequently and for the same reason.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, honestly, how this got out of, you know, development, I have no idea, really. This just really is, it's poopy.
The password is gaseous.
Oh God!
If we've seen this game before. You remember Baby Races a long time ago? It's kind of like That's My Dog if it were played with babies instead of dogs. It's just I don't see, and it's on a Saturday. It's going to be premiering on a Saturday. What does that tell you? That yeah. ABC has little to no faith in it, and little just left town.
Yeah,
it's poopy.
It's a soft.
Okay.
Before we even get more, you know, bad to this, we need a speed round. And this break has been brought to you by Pack Dude Games. Now, Corey Antonato has never won anything in his 30-year life. Oh, no. But seriously, we love Pack Dude Games, so help them out when we show up for their 24-hour game show marathon in May.
That's right. Game Show News, that is a proud sponsor, as is the CLW 83 Network, both proud sponsors, and you should be a proud sponsor, too. You can go to facebook.com/24HourGSM to learn how you listening to us can sponsor a great cause. They're playing for the American Cancer Society and the Kennedy Krieger Institute. They got to raise $5,000, man. We did our part. It's time for y'all to do yours.
And you got about a month to do it. So that's a worthy charity. Shall I start the speed round?
You shall indeed. Speed round starts right now.
Do we lose another male on Idol this week?
Yes, and his name is Lazaro Armos.
You think so, huh?
I think so.
All right.
What do you think?
I think it's a male. I don't know if it's Lazaro, but you know what? After his performance, I wouldn't be surprised.
Now, Gordon said that Devin's vote will go to Lazaro and Amber is in trouble. Do you still see that?
Could be. I mean, like I said, the women are stronger, but a woman's got to go eventually sometime, no?
A woman eventually does have to go, and at the same time, we still have that glut of R&B singers.
What is it? Let's hope now.
Yeah, we have Nell, we have Amber, we have Candace.
Cree.
Cree, if you want to count that. Yeah, we still have that glut of R&B singers. Let's see if one of them goes and takes the stroll next week. Survivor, who is going home next?
You know what? They're talking about the merge. They're talking about someone being blindsided. Not going to be a fan. It's going to be a favorite.
I think it's going to be a favorite, too. I think it's going to be Brenda. We haven't seen her do much.
Nope. And Gordon says Corinne, and I don't necessarily disagree.
It could be any favorite, really. It's going to be interesting to watch and see who ultimately gets blindsided. The race. We have not talked about it much because it's been a non-elimination leg. Who gets non-eliminated next?
You know what? I think it's going to be the Rednecks. You know, they're up and down, up and down.
I think it's going to be Mona and Beth because we have a couple of instances where, you know, they just fail. It's called failure to launch, basically. The roller derby moms. They're going to end up getting jammed because Max and Katie, they're going to face a speed bump, but I see them coming back. I think Mona and Beth, they're not going to come back and they're going to end up getting bounced.
Mm-hmm. So, and by the way, for Dancing with the Stars, D.L. Hughley's done, right?
D.L. Hughley's done.
All right. Okay.
All right. We just need to get that out of the way.
And we don't have any email this week, unfortunately. But how can they get us some email?
Okay, if they want to email us, you can send it up to WLTI@GameShowNewsNet.com, or you can find us on Facebook, or you can follow us on Twitter at WLTI on GSNN, or you can download us via iTunes or Stitcher Radio. We're flossing all up and down this.
You ain't kidding.
Okay. Jason, do you have anything you want to plug?
Of course. I haven't been here since the crew of Wheel of Fortune allowed us to be on the set for when they were taping a couple weeks ago for their New York City episodes, which air in May. I want to specifically thank Harry Friedman, Krista Ostensen Oche, and all the people there who allowed us to be on there. We got that very cool picture that you see, that wonderful picture of me at the Game Show News at the board with the letters Game Show NewsNet up there. I got interviews with Pat Sajak, Vanna White, and Jim Thornton, which will be up on the site the week of May 20th, because that will be when the Fabulous Food Week is there. And I will have stories to tell you once that happens. So, and of course, all the shows that I'm involved with, Pixel Nation, Red State, Blue State, North American Wrestling Connection, it's WrestleMania weekend next weekend, all hands on deck. It's going to be hot. And of course, the Touch 'Em All season premiere special just taped last night. I believe you were on that, right, or not?
Me, no, but I could definitely see myself listening. I'm actually on the Touch 'Em All League.
Right, which starts tonight.
Yep.
Because
all my players are in position. It's time for Kamen Rider Wizards to really, really not suck. Okay.
Yes, baseball is very, very good to all of us. Yes.
Yes.
And all joking aside, that's going to be a fun league. That is the Touch 'Em All League here on a certain sports network that starts with E and ends with N.
Empire.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, so that's it. I think we're done here, right?
Carl, you want to plug anything while we've got you recording?
Yeah, just as you mentioned earlier, Chico, about the 24-hour marathon. It's got a Facebook page. Just search for it on Facebook and boom.
Yeah, it's facebook.com/24hourGSM, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, that's right. It.
You can also follow them on Twitter at 24hourGSM.
All in one space.
Yeah,
all good one.
Stuff. Good stuff.
I want to plug Touch 'Em All and all the other fine shows on the CLW83 network, and including this one, WLTI Live. Smart. And this Friday is actually the spring show of my old a cappella group, the UNC Accordance. If you want more information and downloads, you can search for them on YouTube, or you can go to the website at accordance.com. That's ACHORDANTS.com. They're really good. They're really solid this week. I'm going to go see them. They're going to be really awesome. And that's going to do it for this week, I believe. I think we're going to go ahead and call that a show. But next week in the post, next week, the last time a model hosted anything, we got David Sparks.
Oh, great.
Not to say that David Sparks was bad, but CrossWits only lasted one season.
Yeah, well.
Can the models of The Price is Right do any better? My money's on yes. It's going to be one, again, as I said it before, it's going to be one for your game show collection, folks. So for Jason Block, Carl Chenier, everyone at the CLW83 Network, GSNN, and WLTI Live, I'm Gordon Pepper.
We're missing you. No, you're not.
Did I mention we're recording? Did I mention we're releasing this on April Fool's Day? Yeah. I'm Chico Alexander.
You're not a bowler.
I could be.
I'm Jason Block. You're Chico Alexander.
And I'm Jim Williams. No, I'm Carl Chenier.
Our time's up. We thank you for yours. Game over and spread the love. Take care, everybody.
And Easter tacos.
Easter tacos!
you have any questions or comments about this podcast, please submit them to clw3network@gmail.com. This has been a presentation of the CLW 83 Network. Tune in.